Hey, Pete.
Hey, do you know who sent me that MBS trouble?
Yeah, Keith did. Why?
No, because that probably should have went to networking.
Should have went to what?
Networking, because the service was up. There was just a discrepancy with he couldn't get on to the network.
Well, so the guy was screaming.
It was all banged up, but all networks, they're the only ones that were working on it and fixed it. I just sat there and listened to them.
Well, I'm sorry. The guy was screaming in his defense, saying, I want someone there now. So,
yeah,
that's
no,
what happened.
But that's why. Did you call me?
I sent you an email because you left your ladder at Bob Ruth's house, and he put it in the garage. So you got to call him. He'll give you the code for the garage so you can get in. He had to leave.
I left my ladder at whose?
Bob Ruth's house in Upper? That's what Terry said, Ruth.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
It must have been my step fucking ladder. Jesus. You know, this is what happens when you're fucking loaded with shit.
Yep, it's your first job, and that's exactly...
Your fucking head cut off like a chicken.
That's what I said to Terry. I says, man, he must have been in a hurry if he forgets his own ladder. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. But,
truly.
All right. Thank you, then. I'll
hey,
I'll
don't forget to sign off that ticket, though, okay?
No, I am. I'm going to sign it off right now.
Only because it says still in progress, and you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
So how did it just, like, fall out of programming?
Dude, that thing was all banged up. It said something with Frank DeGroat was associated with it, too. I don't know. It had nothing to do with us.
That's really odd.
And then Mike Sarge is asking me, how does that happen? I'm like, I don't know. You fucking tell me.
I'm waiting to say, oh, the installer did something. Yeah, I'm waiting for that shit,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
All right. But that's that.
Yeah, and, you know, I was trying to fit in this, my install that I had yesterday, 11 Aster, but there was no light, and now... We're closing in on 1 o'clock, and I still have no idea if they fixed the fucking problem.
They didn't even get back to you?
No, I gotta keep on fucking texting and calling them.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
My God.
You know what? I'm gonna call the customer. I'm gonna say, you know what? Someone will contact you because I haven't heard anything, and reschedule. Because I'm not fucking looking at my watch and calling people and asking people if it's fixed or not.
No, especially if it's not your shit. Absolutely.
Yep. So.
Good Lord.
All right.
All right, Pete. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye.